under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this terrific Tuesday, March the 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in the second hour on Tuesdays, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord, Ian Murphy's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Don't tread on me, Trucker Randy.
Amen, brother. Hey, what's happening in your world over there at the Iron Pig?
Well, you know, it's looking like spring is trying to spring over here. One day it's spring, the next day it's winter, the next day it's spring.
Yeah.
We're just hoping that spring is going to stick around. We're gearing up for St. Paddy's this weekend. And actually, I was down at the Michigan Golf Show this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And what a great turnout that was. Got to talk to a lot of great customers that have been through the restaurant over the years. Great conversations. I took my license suspension poster down there. But we did a gift card giveaway, you know, on our price slide that we use. And we did a crazy, crazy offer for the day. $25 gift card for as low as $5.
Whoa.
And these guys bought so many that they got it down to $10 and then crashed an Amazon server.
Whoa. So, I gotta love that.
So my point being is that we're actually going to run that special again starting around noontime today. We're going to put one of our e-gift cards, a $25 e-gift card, on sale for as low as $5. And part of it is sort of an experiment with Price Slide, but we did it at the golf show as well, so it's a live interactive thing. Buy it
sure.
Right there. And it was such an amazing turnout at the show. I think they had record numbers. And like I said, we ended up crashing an Amazon server through Price Slide. So they fixed it. They migrated to some new servers. And this is the part of the fun thing about getting to work with a local tech company. I mean, they're right here in Gaylord. And it's just a fun experiment to do. But, yeah, keep an eye out for that. IronPigSmoke.com here around noontime. I think that's going to go live.
Excellent. Now, Price Slide, just so people understand, the more people that buy it in groups, I believe they do it in 100 or 50, every time another milestone is reached, that actually causes the price to go down.
Yeah, so if it starts at $25 or $24.99, you purchase one then, what happens is it's dynamic pricing. So the more that gets sold, the cheaper it gets for everybody. This one will go down to all the way down to $5 if enough people purchase. We got it down to $10 the other day for a $25 gift card. That is the lowest that we've been doing this for over 4 years with this company.
Sure.
Kind of helping them incubate their software. And this is the lowest that we've ever seen one of our gift cards go for them. We had people buying them in batches of 10.
Whoa. Well, see, here's the reason for it. And people say, well, why would you give $25 of food away, you know, for $10 or $5 or whatever the price slide number ends up being? But very simply, you have your raw costs for your food, and everybody knows in the restaurant business, the raw food cost is actually, what, 30% or whatever the number is. So you can afford to give the discount because you also know they'll be buying alcoholic beverages and tipping the waiters and all that kind of stuff. Has nothing to do with your raw food cost.
That's exactly right. That is the entire idea, right? It's an incentive to get you in here to the restaurant, and I'm hoping that our staff does a good enough job that we're going to sell you some more stuff, whether it's an upgrade to fries or whether you're going to get a flight or an extra draft beer, whatever it is.
Yes.
But we want to capture, we now have this audience that's paying attention to these things. That's what we want to capitalize on.
Absolutely. Short break. We're going to continue with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. We'll talk about the website. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break with us is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Ian, give out that website again as to you launching that gift card, $25 gift card on the website. What? I got a text message. Please give me that website again, please.
It's ironpigsmoke.com. And it'll be right on the front page around noontime. There'll be a pop-up that comes up. You can click on the pop-up, or it'll be right at the top of the page right there as well, launching it around noontime.
Okay, and they said, so if they start the bidding at basically what this is, it's a reverse auction.
Yep.
it kind of, you know, you put your opening bid at $24.99 or whatever, but the credit card doesn't get processed for that until the event actually closes. Like when the whistle's blown and the auction's over,
that's right.
As more people buy it, it actually drives the price down, not up.
Exactly right. So what then happens is we issue an e-gift card through our point of sale. So you'll receive an email with a gift card in there. And then you can either print that out or show us the QR code that's on the email when you're here in the restaurant. The nice thing is, let's say you purchase a couple of them, you can then send each one out as a gift simply by sending an email. Or you can print that email out with the QR code on it, put it in an envelope, and gift that as well. The e-gift card is awesome. Price Slide is really fun because it sort of gamifies this thing too. It's like you want to watch and see because it drops in various increments. One purchase might drop it, you know, 10 cents. Five more purchases might drop it another 10 cents. But you want to see, and the other idea is that if you share it with your friends on social media, the idea is that they're going to help drive down the price of your gift card as well.
Yeah, so absolutely. Hey, guys, you need to buy a bunch of these so we can get a cheaper price.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Oh, that is cool. That is cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you because we had a meeting, a little dinner meeting over there at the Iron Pig. You were gracious enough to sit in and be part of the conversation with us. I'm in Florida right now. And Vicky and I, yeah, well, it was business kind of, and also some personal friends from Michigan that are wintering down here. So we came to see them. We hadn't seen them all winter, but driving down, I had a heart to heart with Vicky, my wife, about running for county clerk here in Antrim County. Cheryl Guy's not running for re-election. She's retiring. And I convinced, I think, Vicky to get in, into the game, put on a uniform. She's going to run for county clerk as a Republican here this year. And I said, you know, I can't ask Ian Murphy to be a county commissioner in Otsego. I can't ask others to run in Sheboygan. I can't ask people to run in, you know, Presque Isle County and in Mackinac County, you know, unless we do it. We have to lead by example. And she's fighting me every step of the way, just like you're kind of fighting, perhaps, well, you know, mulling over the idea of running for county commissioner there in Otsego. And I said, but honey, you got to lead by example. We got to show people that this isn't just something we're asking them to do. We actually have to, you know, get in the game. She's like, dude, I'm 77 years old. I've worked my entire life. I got 4 kids, 11 grandkids, 6 great-grandkids. I do not want to have a full-time job as a county clerk in Bel Air. And I like, I understand. I know what you're saying. But if we're going to fix our elections in Antrim County, I've got a guest coming on Thursday, Ian. He's doing a story right now as we speak. Antrim County had almost 4% of our registered voters vote in those 9 days of early voting. Your Otsego County was less than like 0.6%. Mm-hmm. Charlevoix was 0.7. Sheboygan was 0.8. Grand Traverse Communist Socialist, Grand Traverse County, 1.1%. We had almost 4% because our people in Antrim County don't trust Cheryl Guy, the clerk, and they don't trust the election process. They wanted to come in early and cast their vote for Trump, and that was it. And I'm like, you got to restore faith in our election, in our integrity of our elections. That's why you got to do this. My question to you, does that resonate with you as a citizen in Otsego County? Does that make you think and ponder like, wow, she's 77, she's going to run for county clerk and learn how to be a clerk and run fair elections? She's getting rid of the qualified voter file in Antrim. Once she's elected, 2025, it's a non-election year. She's going to throw our qualified voter file in the trash and delete it out of the system. You have to re-register. if you're a citizen in Antrim County in 25 to be able to vote in the midterm elections in 26. I'm sure Jocelyn Benson's going to go nuclear on her, but we don't care. She's the clerk. She can do what she wants. Does that give you any like feeling of, you know what, maybe, you know, Vicky's right in making the decision to run. Maybe I should consider running. Does that resonate with you?
It does. And the point that you're making about the part of leading by example, that I have to get behind wholeheartedly. That's kind of what I've been sort of screaming from the mountaintop since I began this whole ridiculous fight almost 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You've got to lead by example, right? I mean, I can understand Vicky's hesitations. I really do. I mean, that I have a lot of hesitations about running for public office, any of them, especially given that, you know, I've got a restaurant to run and, you know, I've got court still happening and these other things. So it's not something to be taken lightly. But when somebody is so compelled to do something because somebody else is doing something so wrong, how can you? It's hard to deny that. I mean, that's sort of what this country is built on, is enough is enough. And I'm going to stand up and do something. If the entire crowd is going in this direction and I'm going to go in that direction, somebody's got to start. Somebody's got to go there. Somebody's got to be the first one to take the brick out of the wall. And if that is what ultimately moves somebody forward into deciding to run for an elected position, there's a lot to be said for that. And I do think, again, leading by example is a great way to put it. But again, I completely understand Vicky's hesitations.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you're struggling with it as well. And I know you're talking, you know, to the current county commissioner for your district and having conversations with people in the community. But the bottom line is, I mean, I look at you and I'm going, okay, this guy not only has shown other restaurants how to stand up and fight, you know, the governor and the attorney general and the health department and the lawsuits and school boards and all the stuff he's involved in. But it's like, because of that, that's exactly the kind of, like you're calling it, community involvement mm-hmm. that it takes in order for us to be responsible citizens.
Yeah, you know, the really hard thing for me that I'm struggling with is how to be most effective given the current environment where I'm at, where politics is at in this state. I can understand, you know, the couple of friends that I have that are in state politics, they're exhausted, but they're continuing. They're keeping going. They're running again. That's what I'm struggling with, is how can I be most effective? Would I be most effective as a publicly elected official, no matter which it was? You know, there has been a suggestion that I run for Ken Borton's seat. I have heard, and I haven't talked to Ken. I don't know this to be true, but I'm concerned. Some other people are concerned about his health long term. You know, not that he's that old, but, you know, my family has some severe health problems right now. It's not anything to not be taken serious. Again, I don't agree with everything that Ken does, but, I think he's probably better than the other side of the aisle's alternative. But it had been suggested that I potentially throw my name in the running for that. And I don't know that that's a good decision either.
My only problem is because I absolutely love the Iron Pig, your products, your staffing, the way you've set up your business model. And you honestly, I know you're a critical main key man player on the operation of the restaurant. And for you to have to go to the swamp in Lansing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, you know, and then come back to the Iron Pig and I'm sure be back involved, you'd be working 7 days a week. And that commute back and forth is not an easy one from Gaylord. But most importantly, my problem is, unless you could be assured that Ken wasn't going to run for reelection, you need to have a come to Jesus conversation with him to find out, in fact, if you decide to put your hat in the ring, would he, you know, endorse you and basically not run for reelection? Because you could easily win that seat. You could, any seat you run for, I think, right now, with the way you've been such a patriot warrior standing up to the establishment, I think you'd overwhelmingly win a Republican primary and then easily win the November election.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And the other thing I have to take into consideration is, are there people that are better suited to be in government? And what I mean by that is, for example, I've got a friend who is working with Michelle Huitenga's campaign right now. He's a former county commissioner. And I tell you, some of these guys and gals are really good at being parliamentarians, at being, so I wouldn't say middle of the road, but we have to have people that aren't so polarizing, right? We've got to be able to have conversations on both sides and be able to come together to really do what taxpayers want to have happen, right? It's never going to be all Republican or all Democrat, at least I hope not. Mm-hmm. So it's always going to be some bipartisanship that has to happen. And I worry that some people that might be elected don't really have that idea in their head, and they want to run so far to whichever direction their party wants to push them. I mean, didn't Trump just endorse Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate?
Yeah, and it means absolutely nothing to us. We're not supporting Rogers in any way, shape, or form. I will never color in his oval.
No, I won't either. Absolutely not. I mean, the likeliness of me doing that is about as likely as me coloring in for Alyssa Slotkin. So
exactly. But
that's kind of my point is, you know, there are some people that just are going to expect, you know, to toe the party lines and these other things. And I may not be that guy.
Right.
If yep. You know what I mean.
Oh, we're right there with you, because you and I think a lot alike politically. And I just want government to protect our constitutional rights, pass as few bills as possible that infringe on our life, our freedom, our liberties, and stop taking our tax money and stop, yeah, you know, increasing our fees and stay the heck out of my business is basically what I'm looking for.
Well, so that's part of the question that has been asked to me is, with this fight that I am undertaking with the health department and ultimately the vesting clauses in the Michigan Constitution that can then be used to rein in a lot of these administrative agencies.
Right.
Am I more effective continuing that fight and putting my energy into that fight, which has some very real world implications quickly? Or do I move into the arm, you know, the legislative branch of government and try and affect change that way?
Let me ask you a very simple question on that point, though.
Yeah.
Can't you do both?
That is a legitimate question. I could do both. The question is, could I do all three? Because I've got a restaurant to run too.
Right. Well, here's an old adage that has been around for years. If you want something done right, give it to a busy person.
That's true. 100% that is absolutely true. I can't deny that.
No, because I got to tell you, man, the more things I'm getting involved in, I've been asked to take over leadership and recruiting, membership and media for the Michigan Conservative Union for the entire state of Michigan. They want me to grow chapters in every county and region up in the UP, those smaller western five counties over there. That's going to be a regional, you know, conservative union group. And I told them I'll only do it if I get total control and you do what I say. If you don't want to give me the control, you don't want to do what I say, then I'm not the man for the job. Give it to somebody else that's going to fail.
Right.
Bottom line, brother.
That's right. That's it.
All right. What's the website to go to after 12 noon?
IronPigSmoke.com. Get your gift card. $25, as low as $5.
Yeah, I'm going to buy 10 of them myself. God bless you, brother.
Thanks, brother.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
Michigan.